For CGLO News, I'm Erdin Batzorek. It seems Amazon is planning on making big money moves in Quebec. In a new government document obtained by La Presse, the multinational tech company is eyeing to invest almost $1 billion in Quebec. According to the Canadian press, the investment would be through Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud division, which opened its first data center in Montreal region in 2016. The data center's location is still up in the air, but reports suggest the company has bought a 155,000-square-foot center in Varennes from Hydro-Québec. This is not the first time the tech giant wanted to build their presence in the province. Just last year, Montreal was a front-runner in Amazon's search for second headquarters. On Saturday, Canada's official Twitter page tweeted its support for Toronto-born drag queen Brooklyn Lynn Heights. Quote, "Canada is behind you as you strut your way towards becoming one fierce superstar," end quote. Brooklyn Lynn Heights is the first Canadian to be competing on the hit show RuPaul's Drag Race. According to Global News, the comment earned a mostly positive reaction from Twitter users. One user tweeted, quote, "I love that my country supports the art of drag," end quote. Turkey has called out China for its continuous mistreatment of the ethnic Uyghur people. In a statement on Saturday, Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hami Aksoy said that China has detained more than 1 million Uyghurs. Quote, "It is no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks who are exposed to arbitrary arrests are subject to torture and political brainwashing in concentration centers and prisons," end quote. According to Al Jazeera, approximately 10 million Uyghurs call the region of Xinjiang home and make up 45% of its population. The Turkic Muslim group has long accused Chinese authorities of cultural, religious, and economic discrimination. The Chinese embassy in Ankara responded to Aksoy's statement, saying that the accusations were false and urged the government to retract them. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.